It's been 7 weeks since the pandemic officially arrived in the natural state, and many Arkansans are finding themselves in need of a haircut. Hair salons and barbershops remain closed for now, but Governor Asa Hutchinson is expected to make an announcement tomorrow regarding the possibility of lifting restrictions on those businesses. For those who'd like to trim their hair in the meantime, a Northwest Arkansas stylist is offering some assistance. Earlier this week, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke via Zoom with hairstylist Scarlett Howell to learn how she's helping clients maintain their hair during the pandemic. To begin their conversation, Howell discussed her career prior to the governor's closure of salons.
I'm at a little space in South Fayetteville called Shine Salon. I work with a wonderful woman named Sunshine Broder, and she's been in that space for 14 years, and I've been working with her for two.
And so what was it like for you when the directive started coming down that you were going to have to close?
We actually ended up closing about 10 days before we were required to. Sunshine and I have like a good banter that goes on. It's just the two of us there. So it's usually like four people in there. And so we all kind of like chit chat and talk to each other. And we started realizing how serious it was getting other places. And she sent me a video, and I'm sure a lot of people have seen this one, where it was Italians were asked what they would have told themselves 10 days ago, like the advice they would have given themselves. And so she sent that to me, and we had a long conversation. We were just like, if we like love and care about the people of this community that like support us, we have to close. You know, it wasn't ever about us. It was about other people. You know, we have clients that are going through chemo, and we have clients that are immunocompromised. We have clients that are older. We have clients with heart issues and, you know, all of that. And like the thought of being the place where they got exposed to that, we couldn't do it.
And so how did you come up with the idea of helping your clients cut their hair virtually?
So the hair industry is like kind of polarizingly split right now. There are people, like there are hairdressers that are like, don't touch your hair, don't cut your bangs, don't color your own hair, like just wait for me. And there are others that are just like, things are weird right now. Who am I to tell you what you need to do to help you feel better? I know I feel a lot better after I've gotten my hair done. I feel like I can take on the world if I don't have any roots and my coffee table is clean. Like those are, you know, those are places that I get like a sense of strength from in a weird way. So I started looking at trying to find online resources for my clients, whether it's something that I've filmed or something that another stylist or barber has filmed to help get them through that. Every Monday, I send out an email to my clients, kind of like updating them on things, putting in any resources that I find, putting in like weird things like, you know, like right now, virtual jazz fest is happening. So I like sent links to that. You know, people are going to do what they want to do one way or the other. And it's not my job to shame anybody. That's never been my job. That's never what I want to have in my chair. So whatever I can do to help them through this. And I know it's not, I'm not going to be able to do everything for them. Like I'm not going to be able to teach them how to highlight their own hair. But, you know, there's a company that I'm working with and they're sending root retouch kits for like gray coverage. And that goes directly to their house. And, you know, so it's like, here, let's hop on Zoom and let me like walk your daughter through doing your root touch up. Or let me walk you through cutting your partner's hair. Let me walk you through cleaning up your husband's neckline or cutting your kid's hair. And I think a lot of people are hesitant to do that because they think it's going to like make them less valuable in a weird way. But I don't think that at all. I think it's going to make people more grateful to like come into a salon and actually like have a service done.
Is it strange for you to be watching and not have the scissors in your hand?
I guess I can imagine that it's a similar feeling when you're a driver's ed teacher. And so you have two wheels, you have two sets of gas pedals and brake pedals, and you just want to like hover over it, you know, but like, you know, we're all doing the best with what we've got. And so it's mostly just, is it going to be like what I can do for you in the salon? No, it's not. But is it going to be a lot better than if you just like went at it? Yes. Yes, it is. Because I can tell you how to hold your hand. I can tell you how to turn the tool in a different way. I can tell you how to navigate around the ears, or, you know, like, hey, you know, your husband has like a really big cowlick right here. So we're going to like let that, we're going to leave that alone and we're going to come back to that later. Because going in and actually cutting hair is a lot more like shaping a bonsai tree than it is like cutting out a shape. It's a round, a mostly round 360 degree thing. And so you're looking at negative and positive space. And if you don't know that, that's where like some super hazardous haircuts can come into play.
And you're doing this for free?
So I normally charge hourly as a hairstylist, but I am not actually charging for this. I am like, I'm accepting gratuity, like virtually via PayPal, because I know that there's a lot of people who don't have jobs right now. And let's say like stuff really gets intense and like maybe you need to apply for a job. Maybe you want to go, you know, it's about the community and it's about taking care of the people who've taken care of me and have supported my business and supported me. And so I'm incredibly appreciative of anything that my clients have given me, but it's Lanyap. It's a bonus. It's not required.
Nobody really knows what the future holds right now, but what are your plans moving forward?
There's so much research to do. Georgia came out with a list of recommended requirements, strange wording, and it's 8 pages long for what the new reality of in salon life will be. We work in a small space. We work in 400 square feet. We'll have to move things around. We'll have to take things out of the space. A lot of people are struggling to find PPE in order to do these jobs that are so close. Gloves, masks, bleach, wipes, you know, Lysol, all of that. A lot of hairdressers are taking temperatures at the door. People are being asked to wait in their cars until it's okay to come in again. I think there's going to be a long trek back to normal experiences in the salon. I will no longer be able to double book. I will no longer be able to offer you beverages. I need to call my insurance agent to see how much my insurance is going to go up to have extra coverage in case somebody does get sick. We won't be able to work at the same time for the most part. So our schedules will have to change. I won't be able to work the way I was. A lot of the luxury side of what I did is not going to be able to be an option anymore. Like, you're not supposed to wax faces at all. Like, you're not supposed to put hot towels on people. I'm supposed to cover your face with a towel while I shampoo you. I'm not supposed to blow dry your hair because the blow dryer pushes all of those across the salon and it could reach other people. It could reach other surfaces. So there's a lot of gray area in this right now. And with Georgia reopening, I feel for them. I feel for those stylists because a lot of them have not had any source of income in the intermediate. But I think I'm incredibly grateful to them because I think we're going to learn a lot about what is possible and what is not. Sunshine and I decided that when it is mandated, or when like the mandate is lifted, when we're able to go back to work, we will not be the first people to reopen. We're really going to wait and make sure that we have systems in place to help protect ourselves and to help protect our clients. It's a lot to learn. We miss everybody. We miss everybody a ton. And when things are safe and when we feel like we can do things for everyone again, that's not going to put anybody at risk. Like, we're really, we're really looking forward to seeing everyone.
Scarlett, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. I really appreciate it.
No problem. I'm glad to.
That was Scarlett Howell, a hairstylist at Shine Salon in Fayetteville. She spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda via Zoom earlier this week.